It's Graybar Sports Open Line. Have about 25 minutes left in the program. My name is Matt Pauly. Jen Cease is here as well. We're wrapping up the city season, and we're happy to welcome on as well Dale Schilly. Of course, you hear him on the Y98 broadcast, working as the analyst. Dale, always good to talk with you. Have you gone through withdrawal now that the season has come to an end?
I'm getting ready for withdrawal.
Dale is always on a pitch somewhere, though. There's no withdrawal from soccer.
True.
A lot was obviously said today at the end of season news conference. Did anything really especially strike you?
No, I think, you know, I think just the idea of the guys that are coming back and, you know, looking at John Klein and his, you know, his release and that sort of thing. I think it's interesting just how that plays out. And when you look at a guy like John, that he's, you know, could be in a spot to maybe take another step forward because he's found himself a little deeper on the depth chart here at the end of the year than he was at the beginning when he stepped into play in June. So I think just some things that way from a roster perspective.
Yeah, I was going to ask Dale, too, Lutz, you know, who I think loves to tease us a little bit with giving us a little bit of information, but not too much information. He did say, and I'm quoting him here, he said that nothing that you see right now on the roster is set in stone. And he mentioned also at other parts of his part of the press conference that, you know, he is looking to increase the team in terms of defensive stability and speed. And he dared us to maybe guess where that might be. Do you have a guess? Defensive, I get part, but speed, I'm curious about.
Yeah, I just think in general the level of athleticism needs to get higher. Just because we just played a team that was very athletic in Minnesota, and they exposed us on the attacking side, and we couldn't on our defending side, their attacking side, we couldn't expose them going forward. So much of the game in the MLS is based on athleticism and getting up and down the field and transition. We have good technical players, but not the types that can physically get out and really hurt a team. So like Yeboah did to us, or Hloange did, or Ben did, up in Minnesota.
Dale, I'm not trying to be dismissive of wins and losses, because in sports that's the goal, to win as many games as possible. But sometimes facts get kind of shielded by wins, and that may be how you would evaluate this team going back to year number one. Is the roster better right now than it was 12 months ago, even though 12 months ago they're coming off a Western Conference championship season?
I would think that there is more quality in terms of playing ability. You have different ways that you can score goals and create chances, whereas before it was really, you know, win the ball high up the field, get the goal in transition as quick as you could. Now we have the ability to do that, but we also have the ability to play through teams and create chances through possession. So I do think from an overall soccer playing ability, soccer IQ, technical ability, I would say that it is a higher level. I do think that there was a single identity that the team had a year ago when we were hitting on all cylinders that the whole group bought into. I do think we lost that solidarity and that single-mindedness as the year went on, but certainly in the beginning, Matt, when we were getting wins and you know, surprising everybody across the league, I think that single identity helped us achieve our goals.
When you speak to identity, of course, you think of the identity the team had when Bradley Carnell was in charge. It was chaos. It was down the center, as fast as you can, unbalance the team. Didn't really matter how you did it, so to speak. John Hackworth, of course, then got the job, had to make, and he said it all season long, he had to make tweaks here and there. He couldn't change the whole system, still wanted to be a pressing team, but he wants to go out about it a little bit differently. He did call out the guys for responding well to that, but what a challenge, I think, interim head coach John Hackworth has, and what a challenge it must be for him to wait on Lutz's, you know, and the club's, of course, final decision on head coach.
Yeah, and I think it's hard like to play in the way that we were playing at the beginning of the year last year. It's just hard to sustain that three games in a week in the dog days of summer. Then you start to question whether, when you start losing some games, you start questioning whether this is the right way to play. And it's hard to keep guys playing that way over a long period of time through the season as we know it. So, I think from that perspective for both Bradley and John, that's a really tall task. It's difficult. I think from John's perspective now, just the weight, the work that he's done from the time he got in back in July, I believe, it's a lot of work and a lot of time and a lot of commitment to get to this point. Now he's waiting. It's a tough one.
You mentioned the dog days of summer. There's a report out there that MLS is considering moving to a fall spring calendar, potentially as soon as 2026. Within that, there would be a 5-week break in the middle of the season, presumably during the 5 coldest weeks of that fall spring calendar. But I don't know if you heard that report. What is your initial reaction to it?
First off, Matt, I'm learning from you tonight that I need to read more.
We just got it too, to be fair. Look,
I would be all for it. If that's something that they're talking about, I would be all for a season that ran in the fall and the spring with a little break in the winter. I just think that the game would be faster. I think fans would enjoy it more. It's just such a difficult sport to play in July and August when it's the temperatures, the feel like temperatures are over 100 degrees. It's really hard to play. So yeah, I would welcome it. I think the league would be better for it.
I think Edward Lubin, talked about it a little bit today about how it's taken him still 2 seasons to get used to the fact that he's used to over in Germany. You're taking they're honoring the international breaks. Those are the breaks that they take. And he's like, you're playing for a short period of time. You can go all out. You know when your break is coming with the MLS. It's so different currently, and it's a whole lot harder to get used to. Plus, United States is a very big country, different time zones. You put in all those factors as well. And it reminds me, I'm thinking of the audience may not always be soccer people. It reminds me of a typical American school year as you go from August or September all the way through May or June. Mm-hmm. That's like the MLS. And if you think of the rest of the world does it, they're doing basically school soccer all year round with breaks in between. And it sounds like many of the players and yourself would welcome that.
Yeah, for sure. They would much rather play in 30 degrees or 40 degrees than 100 degrees, for sure. And, I think to your point, the travel piece is difficult for the European guys when they come over. I mean, they're used to traveling by bus to nearly every game. And now you don't get a bus ride. The only bus ride you get is from when you land at the airport to the hotel. Everything else is 3 and 4 hour flights and across time zones, and either having to spend an extra night in a hotel after a game or fly back and get in at 5 or 6 in the morning and after the night of a game. It drags on you.
Dale, great stuff as always. We appreciate you being so gracious with your time, not just today, but throughout the year on this show and the soccer report, and great job on the game broadcast as well. I'm sure we'll be talking again very, very soon, but enjoy that withdrawal and also enjoy the MLS postseason.
All right. Thank you much, Matt.
All right. Very good. That's Dale Schilly joining us. Jim, I understand maybe quality of soccer would be better with that calendar. My pushback on it would be you are trying to grow the game in the United States. You are trying to showcase MLS soccer in the United States. And in the current calendar, the vast majority of the year, there's no NFL football. There's no college football. Basketball is not being played.
You mean in soccer season?
In soccer. Mm. It touches it a little bit at the front and the back. Yeah. I get that. But the vast majority of the season, you're competing with Major League Baseball, and that's about it. If they run that calendar, how do they find their piece of the pie when they're up against all 17 weeks of the NFL, when they're up against much of the NBA season, when they're up against college football and college basketball? I don't think that helps grow the game.
That's a great question, because you're talking about sports that are predominantly U.S.-based. And it's not like basketball and baseball don't exist in the other parts of the world, but they are United States sports. You're talking about a world sport that is watched by more fans than any other sport in the entire world. But here, it right, doesn't have the same kind of traction, but it's getting it, and the World Cup's coming here. And we're getting a lot more educated fans on whether they're following European leagues or maybe they're just international followers, whatever they are. I it makes me wonder if the MLS didn't start that way for that very reason, what you're talking about. But now, given the grasp that the game is and how we've got more and more European players and others coming here, makes me wonder if it can't stand toe-to-toe with the other sports in the United States.
I wonder if the Apple folks might not like that.
Yeah.
When they're competing with college football on a Saturday night, how many people are going to click on MLS season pass instead of watching Alabama, Mizzou?
I do not know. I do not have that answer.
So, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Great job to you all season long.
Had a great time.
Doing the game broadcast, soccer reports. We'll be talking to you a lot moving forward, but thank you for everything.
Thank you.
That's Jen Cease. I'm Matt Pauly. One more break when we come back. Brad Young's in for At Your Service tonight. We're going to pull him into the studio. We'll get a preview of what's going on. That's coming up in just a moment right here on KMOX.